Every summer, monsoon rains transform the desert, nourishing plants and wildlife with much-needed water. But the rains can reshape the land itself. And researchers, like Phil Perthrey with the Arizona Geological Survey, are working to better understand how that happens.
Basically, debris flows move a tremendous amount of sediment from the mountains down to the low areas.
Debris flows occur on steep mountain slopes. They start when rain-saturated mountainsides give way, resulting in a slurry of boulders, fine silt, vegetation, and soil. The thicker the mix, the more it flows like concrete. The more water in the debris flow, the faster it moves.
So if they're coming down a canyon where the walls confine them, they don't lose much water. When they get to an area where they can spread out, then they spread out and typically drop the coarse, the boulders first, and then they might, you know, the finer grain stuff may go a little farther, or maybe water will continue to go out further as a flood.
As he carefully makes his way across an ancient debris flow deposit adjacent to the popular Finger Rock hiking trail, Perthrey explains that boulders can sometimes move miles.
The boulders that I'm standing on, and all the ones around us, certainly were initially picked up, you know, well up into Finger Rock Canyon. So at least a half mile, potentially quite a bit farther than that.
While most of the boulder deposits near Finger Rock Trail come from debris flows that occurred thousands of years ago, probably during the transition from the Ice Age to the climate we are more familiar with today, it is possible to see the effects of much more recent debris flows. In a popular destination for tourists and Tucson locals alike, Sabino Canyon is located in the Coronado National Forest. Spokesperson Heidi Schuhl recalls the morning of July 31st, 2006, after a night of heavy monsoon rains.
Folks started to come up the canyon to do their jobs, and the road was actually cut out at Rattlesnake Canyon.
Because it happened in the early morning hours, no one was around to witness the spectacle of nature. However, it is clear that in a matter of minutes, the canyon was dramatically altered. Debris flows occurred in several places, sometimes converging to bring tons of water, boulders, and other material downslope.
Here it was taller than me. It was tall enough to bury a building.
The upper reaches of the canyon needed hundreds of thousands of dollars in repair, and popular hiking trails like the Phone Line Trail were closed for months.
In one area, the asphalt was actually lifted up and rocks were deposited under it. There were boulders the sizes of cars that were in the middle of the road where the road was exposed. The restroom up here was buried. This turnaround area that's now paved was under a boulder field. A lot of people saw the Sabino Canyon that they love was changed, and some people thought that the canyon was destroyed. And actually, this was a rare event, but it was a natural event, and Sabino Canyon did exactly what Sabino Canyon should have been doing. It took what came down and moved it through.
According to the Arizona Geological Survey's Phil Perthrey, the kind of rains that brought on the debris flows in Sabino Canyon only happen once every 1,000 years or so, making it an incredibly rare and special event.
It's a rare event. That's kind of thing that the area of geology that I'm most interested in is geomorphology, what things that shape the land surface, and to be able to be alive when one of these 1,000-year events occurs and have it be on your doorstep is a pretty remarkable thing.
Still, debris flows are considered a significant hazard because they can pose a threat to infrastructure and homes.
Any kind of human facility that goes up into these canyons is definitely at risk from debris flows. Sabino was a great example.
Debris flows do require rain and are most likely to happen in the monsoon, but it is fire, not water, that has geologists most concerned. Scientists predict that hotter, drier weather conditions in the coming years will mean more wildfires, and that could mean more debris flows.
Fires occur typically in the spring and early summer, and then they burn the vegetation in parts of a watershed. And if the burn is severe enough, then you basically remove everything that would catch the rain. So if we have a sort of typical summer thunderstorm after a fire, even something that might occur every couple of years, there's enough runoff from the watershed to cause debris flows.
While scientists may be able to predict with some confidence where debris flows might happen after a fire, they still cannot predict when they might happen, since that all depends on the weather. I'm Georgia Davis, Arizona Public Media.